If you haven't noticed already, the hymns and the readings have all moved and have their aim at the gospel lesson this morning. It's one that you know. And I just ask, open your hearts as we hear God's word again. From John 3:14-21. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. All who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light so that it may clearly be seen that their deeds have been done in God. Here ends the good news for God's people today. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, use our hearts and minds to hear your words to us today, clear and understandable. We need that help. In Christ's name, amen. There are sermons that are haphazardly listened to in parts, and I've done that in my life. While we're thinking about maybe the pot roast that we're going to have for dinner, or watching the Grammys, or a basketball game, or sometimes even an afternoon nap. And then there are sermons that the words just flow over us and have absolutely no effect on our lives. But I believe that God pops into our mind, the Spirit of God who shines the light on sometimes a very few words, those we want to listen to. The gospel lesson today is one of those key important gatherings of God's word to you, God's people, in fact, to everyone. So my prayer is that the words of my mouth be used by the Spirit of our living God. Come to all of us. Enter our hearts and minds. Help us to grow stronger and understand real faith and trust in what God would have us know and how to live and what to do. I don't know how many times I've seen parades or events, and there'd be this one person in the background with this gospel lesson, "For God so loved the world that whoever gave his son." You've seen it, I've seen it before, and sometimes we just say, "Well, that's kind of out of place," but no, it's not. Oh, God, people, God loved people. He sent his son on earth. That's words for you and for me, so that everyone who believes in him, what's it say? May not perish, but have eternal life. When our race is done, we know that Jesus will be there. I remember a lady I was with just this about 2 years ago, and she was just in confliction. She just, oh, Jesus, help me, help me. Oh, God, help me, help me. And I sat down, and I said, listen, Vi, just listen to the words of promise. We know that our race is done. Jesus will be there. Everyone, white, red, black, brown, who believes in God, just think of that. God knows our name, and God sent his only son for us for a great purpose. And I remember that lady as I words spoke softly so she could hear her, though. I said, just remember, it's all right to go when Jesus comes. It's okay to go. Your family love you. They care about you. They are praying for you. Go with Jesus. And at 5:30 the next morning, I got a call. She had gone with Jesus. His only son, for a great purpose. He was born in a stable, not a palace. And let me step out of that for a second and just say, Jesus did what babies do. Now you think about that. They experience heat, cold, dirty diaper. Excuse me. He ate, he slept, he grew. Here, people, is our key. Jesus was purely man and the real Son of God. Christian tradition reminds us by the use of the Christ candle, by the communion table, as a reminder of Christ the man, and Christ was the truly Son of God. Each week when people come in, starting in April, as Easter, they see a reminder of Christ the man and Christ the Son of God. When you come in this room, when you at home turn the TV or laptop on, the flame is there to both the live Son and man are alive even today. God gave his only Son. And it screams at us, the center place of his church, that he gave his Son a key that whoever, anyone here who believes in the Son, Jesus, may have eternal life. Not just some idea, but real, honest to goodness, life after death. God has forgiven you and you and you. Now that's a promise. And God does not lie. Ingrain that in your thoughts. God is not lying to us. Don't pick up some critical journal of Christianity and take those thoughts and become ours. God does not trick us or con us. This death thing comes to all of us, and sometimes or another, and God gives us a way to live forever. Now, I've done a few funerals in my time, and I remember the first years of doing them. You know, the words of at a service were often, oh God, take into your kingdom our loved one. I just kind of went, what? You know, and then for a while to solve that problem and those words, I thought, well, maybe the person is their soul is sitting on top of the coffin or whatever and waiting for us to give permission to go. I don't think we do that. when they've been dead for a few days is probably not as clear a thing as we try to make it. So in the concern of clarity, I have changed the words many times in services. As we trust, as we say, we trust that she and he is in your hands forever, guarded by your love. Now, not after 3 days, but now. Believe and trust the work done on the cross. Listen to his words. I love this next part. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world. Sometimes people get that idea in their head that, boy, God's here to, you know, really shake things up. Well, he did shake things up, but it wasn't just condemning. But he sent Jesus to save us. Can you trust these words? Yes. You and I can hang on them. We often, when times get tough, don't we? Why is God doing this to us? Why am I being hurt by this accident or this disease? What did we do wrong? Am I being punished for this? Well, it could be the result of our own choices. Or it could be the result of other people's choices that affect us, of dictators or evil people who destroy people. This is a tough world to live in. And we see it many times, from storms, from shootings in buildings with people, many people hurt and killed, or with the COVID that has turned our heads and made us sit down for a while and think. We don't buy God's love with our money. It's not earned by our good works. They're good, that's fine, but we don't earn our way into heaven. We don't get our names on the church membership list and then never participate in any way in growing a faith and trust. Believe right now. If you've never done it, ask God to take you and be with you and to teach you. Even today, even if you're 70 years old or 5 years old. My granddaughter's 3 years old, and we always try to turn on the feed from Pastor Eddie's church, and they have kids time. And I just love it because Mary Beth is so excited, you know? And then Pastor Eddie says, let's pray together. Repeat after me. Oh God, oh God, you know? And then when she hears something good, it's something, and be with us. And she puts her hands out and I just, wow. Maybe we need to do that more in our church. Put our hands out and be happy for the love and the concern for others. There, we're doing God's work. We want them to know the love of God, the gift of love and forgiveness for us all. And that's why these words came up for us to use this Sunday. Given to you and to me, earned by Jesus. Not by us, but a gift of love. God's love is so great, I believe you can put your trust in him. And here are the holy words for you. Those who believe him are not condemned. Hear that. But those who do not believe are condemned already. Tough words. Because they have not believed in the Son, the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. I just thought of something. What have farmers done throughout the years? They put out yard lights, or in the towns, you go around certain buildings, and man, they got the whole place lit up because nobody's going to go out there to the warehouse and try to work their way in if they're standing there with a chisel working on the door. For all who do evil hate that light that shines on us and do not come to the light so their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light so that it may clearly be seen that their deeds have been done in God. Here ends the good news to God's people. It's for God's people, for everyone. Let us pray. So may these words be used by the Spirit of our living God to come to us all, to enter our hearts and minds. Let us grow stronger in a real faith and trust Jesus in what God would have us know. Amen and amen.